your thoughts on Gord Downie. I understand you were a big hit fan.
Yeah, you know, it's obviously unfortunate. I really enjoyed the Hips music along with a bunch of buddies back home. So it's you know, it's a sad day for you know, for everybody in Canada. I think, you know, that you know, one of the greatest bands of all time from Canada.
Did you get to many of their shows?
You know, I went to one actually last summer when they were doing their little tour there, and you know, they put on a great show live for sure.
How do you connect with the Hips, connect so well with hockey players specifically?
You know what, them being from you know, I guess you could call it the Toronto area, so many players grow up there. You know, they incorporate a lot of the Canadian lifestyle into their music, so it's you know, something that you know, their music, especially with Gord passing, will definitely live on for you know, many, many years. Yeah, I don't know. Might draw a couple people that were fans that otherwise wouldn't have been, but you know, I think they just resonate with everybody. You know, there's kind of like you know, folklore almost. It's pretty pretty good music to listen to.
Rock stars want to be hockey players, and hockey players want to be rock stars.
If only I had musical talent, you know, it's it would definitely be cool to experience that kind of lifestyle, as I'm sure they have said it too in the past. So, you know, I'll be sure to listen to some of their tunes on the way home today.
Just looking back into last night, I mean, was it difficult to flush that game, or were you able to do it quickly?
Yeah, you have to. You know, something you learn along the way. You know, the season hasn't started, obviously, in a positive manner on a personal note, but, you know, the only way to get through it is just continue to work hard, and that's what I'll do. And, you know, once the ship finally rights, it'll be a good feeling.
Do riding kind of those highs and lows become a little bit, I don't want to say necessarily easier, but as you... And as you go farther into your career, knowing how to deal with them?
Yeah, you definitely learn to cope with it a little bit better. And, you know, you don't want the lows to get too low or the highs get too high. So, you know, I think you learn to leave the hockey stuff at the rink and go home and then go about your day and not dwell on it. So, you know, that's what I'll continue to do here. But once you get to the rink, you put your hard work in. And like I said, it'll get better. And when it does, it'll feel that much better.
This point in the schedule, would you like to have more than one game here in the next week?
Yeah, you know, I'd love to be back at it tonight and just kind of continue to work through it. But that's just the way the schedule goes. You know, we have lots of practice time here in the next week and a bit, so you utilize that, and like I said, it'll get better.
Do you expect bumps on the road like this when you're coming to a new team?
Yeah, you know, I knew it wasn't going to be completely smooth sailing, but I would have liked it to have gone a little bit smoother than it has. But, you know, like I said, I'm going to keep saying it, hard work's going to get through it.
Steven, in the course of your decade on the league, have you ever found a situation where teams, for whatever reason, or because you're a newcomer, that maybe teams play differently in front of different goaltenders at least initially?
I think there's, you know, there's a certain point where there's a feeling out phase, but I think just as a whole, from my position out, we have to be better. And you know, I think everybody realizes that, and in order to do that on a consistent basis, we got to put our work in practice and make sure that come game time we simplify things. And you know, if you simplify things, good things will happen as well.
Yeah.